Nolte, Gavin Newsom's book says California was born of genocide. By John Nolte on February 26, 2026. Failed Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, is out making the media rounds to sell his autobiography. Earlier this week, he engaged in some serious racist condescension, telling a group of voters in Atlanta that he's a dumb underachiever just like them. On Thursday, he sat for an interview with far-left NPR and smeared the founders and settlers of California for being guilty of genocide. "I try to color, quite literally with pastels, landscapes," he said to NPR of his writing. "I begin the book talking about looking out over the American River, where Eureka, Eureka, was yelled, and yellow gold, and how we were born of genocide in California." He continued talking like a girl, "I try to paint a picture that is about California. It's about America. It's my family. It's the journey. And so I do think there are aspects to it people can connect to in a very meaningful way. I try to color, quite literally, with pastels. Men don't talk that way, at least not men who have felt the touch of a woman. I'm second to none in my disgust at the way the federal government treated the American Indian in the 400-year war for the American West. But this notion of genocide is outrageous. The world was very different when the war for California began almost 200 years ago. It wasn't about genocide. It was about conquering. For land, riches, slaves, horses, and women, Indian tribes had been conquering other Indian tribes across the American landscape for thousands of years. Then the Spanish came along. California was conquered. It wasn't pretty. But it was the way it was. The good news is that with the Europeans came Western civilization, which would soon put an end to the thousands of years of barbarity, slavery, human sacrifices, useless superstitions, and tribal conquering. Morally, the European was no better or worse than those they conquered. It was a brutal time for all involved. But the European did finally put a stop to it. And for that, every sane person should be grateful. But leftists like Gavin Newsom are not sane. He and his ilk cannot build or create anything. Sea, rail, high speed, so they seek to destroy all that is good. Western civilization is something beyond good. But leftists can't stand good, so they are willing to desperately reach back hundreds of years to undermine what is good by holding today's America accountable for a different time, a different world, and a people long dead. America has nothing to apologize for. Nothing.